here's a story from The World.
Nazaré. If you know about surfing, the name stands out. Otherwise, you may know it as a seaside town in Portugal on the Atlantic. Nazaré is home to some of the world's biggest, gnarliest waves. And this week, the surf there is up. If you've seen the catch-your-breath videos online of daredevil surfers hurtling down the face of waves as tall as six-story apartment buildings, you're probably seeing Nazaré. Well, weather conditions now are sending some of those massive rollers crashing onto the beach. Reporter Barbara Belt is in Nazaré checking it out, on the beach, in fact. Barbara, what are you seeing right now in terms of waves?
The waves are spectacular, Marco. They're rolling in, and on top of this, almost like a decorative element, are the lines in these walls of water and the wave crests being traced by the jet skis and the surfers, because you can't get out to the takeoff point here on a longboard without a jet ski.
When we're talking big waves, I mean, help us understand what that means.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen big waves before, but this is a phenomenon which is caused by an undersea canyon, which was formed back in the Jurassic period. It must be 130 miles long and 5 miles deep. And the phenomenon is caused by the water coming along this canyon, gathering speed, and then as it comes up, meeting because there's a depth difference between the canyon waves and the continental shelf around it waves, they just form suddenly these enormous walls of water which stand up and roll in right towards the lighthouse, and then veer off north at the last minute.
Big wave surfing, that's surfing waves at least 20 feet high. I mean, it's not for just any surfer. The wipeout, if it happens, is potentially deadly. Those waves are carrying tons of weight and crash down at speeds of 50 miles an hour. You spoke with Pedro Pisco, a local safety coordinator in Nazaré.
We have not only the lifeguards, but we have ambulance, the fire department, a doctor, and the swimmer, if there is any trouble in getting the surfer out of the water to get him to the beach. And if necessary, gets them to the hospital as soon as possible. It is a sport of consequences. Accidents can happen in a blink.
A sport of consequences. So they're prepared in Nazaré. Barbara, how dangerous is it out there?
It looks to me as if you've got to be a complete nutter to get on the waves. You know, when I got here, I realized that I was sitting, watching, with my mouth hanging open. It just looks absolutely crazy. But I've spent the week talking to people who routinely do this, and they all assure me that it's a question of psyching yourself up, being totally aware of the circumstances and the danger, and the absolute crucial importance of who your jet ski driver is.
It is a perfectly synchronized dance between the surfer and the jet skiers who tow the surfers out to the waves. I mean, they are the unsung heroes. You spoke with Andrew Cotton, the jet ski tow partner for American Garrett McNamara, the surfer who not so long ago broke open Nazaré for the rest of the world.
Just being in the water, it's a full workout physically, mentally. It's a real sense of teamwork, and Nazaré has become the place to be. It's definitely the biggest and the most consistent wave on the planet.
Barbara, he said there that Nazaré has become the place to be. From what I hear, big wave surfing has kind of changed life in a place that used to be a sleepy little town, Nazaré.
Absolutely. This was very much a brainwave of a local bodyboarder, because the locals were always, I mean, these big waves have been here for the last 150 million years. They're nothing right. New. But as recently as 2004, a group of big wave surfers arrived here and gave up after 90 minutes. They said it was just too dangerous. But this local boy, Dino Casimiro, he contacted everybody that he could think of internationally. And the rest is pretty much history.
So a lot of this surfing has meant a lot of people have come to Nazaré. You spoke with the mayor of the town, Walter Chicharo, about what all this tourism has meant for the town. And here's what he told you.
The money brought via big wave surfing has been reinvested within the community. Construction, for instance, of a new bus station, the construction of a new health center. New businesses have been opened up. Burger King and McDonald's launched their two restaurants over here.
So Barbara, health centers and bus stations, but also Burger King, McDonald's. Do local residents in Nazaré seem happy about all these changes?
Certainly the town coffers are brimming. The downside of it is that property prices have gone up. There are lots and lots of foreigners who've come to live here. You hear American accents everywhere. It's becoming difficult for young people from the town to be able to buy property or to even rent property.
Wow.
That's the dilemma that I think happens everywhere when you get tourism coming in. You know, the town needs to make provision for the local people.
Meantime, are you seeing a lot of foreigners today walking around in flip-flops and trying to find somebody to tow them out?
No. The jet ski drivers, before they take anybody out, have to give all the details to the maritime police. There are fairly strict safety protocols. A little bit further along the beach, where the waves have lost their force, that's perhaps where you'll see surfers are very good, of course, but not quite world class, which is what you need to be if you're coming off this headland here.
Reporter Barbara Belt in Nazaré, Portugal, hunkered down among rocks on the beach, far from the noise of the crashing waves and following the big wave surfers. Enjoy the excitement this week, Barbara. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I will, Marco. Thank you.
From PRX.